today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. On today's special, we speak about Islamic parenting. Today, Wednesday, is the 5th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Urdibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we open Allah's book and we listen to chapter Al-Kawthar. And we'll learn about the occasion of revelation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna a'tainakal kawthar.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Asa ibn Wa'il, who was one of the chiefs of the pagans, met the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. He spoke with him for a while. In the meantime, a group of men were sitting in the mosque when Asa ibn Wa'il entered the mosque. They asked him, "To whom were you speaking?" He answered, "With his Abtar one." He used this word for the Prophet to taunt him, because he had two sons born of Lady Khadija who died in Mecca, and so there was no live male issue from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Abtar means the animal whose tail is cut off. To console the Holy Prophet, this surah was revealed with the glad tidings of the greatest amount or the highest degree of the grace of Allah bestowed on him.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa'ta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب.
The topic of this episode of today's special is Islamic parenting. We are commanded by Allah in the Quran to not only save ourselves but also our families from the fire of hell. Allah says, "O believers, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones, overseen by formidable and severe angels, who never disobey whatever Allah orders, always doing as commanded." That was in the Holy Quran, chapter 66, verse 6. Protection of the self means to comply with his commands and abstain from his prohibitions. The protection of the family means that they are commanded to comply with his obedience and prohibited from committing sins. It means to teach and discipline them. That if you see a sin from your family, then refrain them from it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Islamic parenting of children comprises of three things: tarbiyah, ta'deeb, and ta'aleem. That is upbringing, politeness, and education and training. By 7 years of age, children are able to tell right from wrong. But discernment develops gradually so that it actually starts at 2 years of age and develops fully at 7 years of age. What this means is that parents should start teaching Islamic morals and manners from 2 years of age, but in a fun and informal way rather than strict lessons. So I want to focus and repeat and show the importance of this point, that it should not be done in a formal way and it should be full of fun and joy. At 7 years is when the formal lessons can begin. We have all heard of the saying attributed to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, that play with your children for the first years, then teach them for the next 7 years, then advise them for the next 7 years after that. Most parents take this to mean to just let their children play all the time without any form of Islamic moral or character development. They wait until the child is 7 years old to start. This is wrong again. This is a wrong assumption that we have to correct it from. We have to correct it right away. But since there hasn't been any groundwork done, no preparations for the child to develop a love of Islam and upright character, the child might not be eager to learn. Yes, do play with your children from birth to 7 years, but also guide them towards proper conduct and Islamic values in a playful way from 2 years of age. If this is done, then your child will be ready and enthusiastic to learn, inshallah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
As I told you, we're speaking about parenting. Now children need structure and routine. That's a fact. Many of us fear structure because we feel as though it makes life rigid and disciplined. Just the word discipline itself conjures up feelings of negativity in so many people's mind. Just the word discipline itself conjures up feelings of negativity in so many people's minds. However, we are in great need of structure as parents, as a structure gives the child all the possible advantages that can get in their early years. Take yourself, for example, if you wake up and go to sleep whenever you feel like it, how will that affect your day? If you eat whatever you like, no matter how unhealthy, how will that affect your mental and physical health? No doubt a life without a structure is a life waiting for chaos. In Islam, Allah teaches a structure through the five pillars, which organizes our entire lives. And those five pillars, then go into greater details in order to help us to achieve the best possible outcome in each area of our lives. What can we learn about positive parenting tips in this episode? One of them is talking to them. We must talk to our kids as if they're respected individuals. Let's talk to them how we talk to adults. Let's not assume they're too young to understand. Let's keep talking to our children about different things in life. Tell them about your day, what is going to happen, where we're going, and so on. They will learn so much by just hearing us talk. An important tip is to talk to them at their level. We can actually sit down and speak to them. They will then be able to hear us better, and it shows empathy, respect, and compassion.
Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same Lord that gave you these children, the same Lord that has the capacity and the capability to give you these children, ask Him to also have their iman be healthy, to have their iman be sound, and their faith and their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah describes Ibrahim doing a dua. Zakariya does a dua. وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِ فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala numerous times, Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam. In another dua of the prophets, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Oh Allah, allow me, help me, thank you for the blessings that you have given my parents and given me. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. And then, وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Have my ذُرِّيَّة be a good, a sound, a righteous progeny. إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Because you see that the Quran focuses on this because it's a challenge. And the greatest of prophets, they were challenged with their children. They were challenged in their parenting skills. So if you think that you are having a difficult time parenting, this is not something that just you are dealing with. The prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had challenges. Allah describes Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. There was a time where he didn't have children. He keeps doing dua. Prophet Zakariya, same thing. And then Allah gave him a child. He was tested with his children. He was tested with his son, Ismail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him one of the most difficult tests. How many of us can pass that test?
Brothers and sisters, what you've just listened was another episode of today's special about Islamic parenting. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. So be with us on the next episode, and till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, la fata illa Ali, Aliyul.
إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي